Chapter 4. Selecting a Topic and Purpose. In this chapter, we will discuss strategies for selecting a topic for your speeches. We will also talk about the importance of determining the general purpose, specific purpose, and central idea for your speeches, and offer tips for doing so.
Choosing a topic.
The first step in speech making is choosing a topic. For speeches outside the classroom, this is seldom a problem. Usually, the speech topic is determined by the occasion, the audience, and the speaker's qualifications. When Condoleezza Rice lectures on a college campus, she is invited to speak about foreign policy and current events. Carly Fiorina will discuss women and business leadership. Roger Ebert might share his views about the latest in filmmaking. The same is true of ordinary citizens. The doctor is asked to inform high school athletes and their parents about sport injuries. The head of a neighborhood coalition speaks about zoning regulations. The florist discusses how to grow thriving houseplants. There are two broad categories of potential topics for your classroom speeches. One, subjects you know a lot about, and two, subjects you want to know more about. Let's start with the first.
Topics you know a lot about.
Most people speak best about subjects with which they are most familiar. When thinking about a topic, you draw on your own knowledge and experience. You may think to yourself, "That's impossible. I've never done anything fascinating. My life is too ordinary to interest other people." Everyone knows things or has done things that can be used in a speech. Think for a moment about unusual experiences you may have had. Think also about special knowledge or expertise you may have acquired. You are bound to come up with something. One student, who grew up in Pakistan, presented a fascinating speech about daily life in that country. Another used her knowledge as a jewelry store salesperson to prepare a speech on how to judge the value of cut diamonds. A third student, who had lived through a tornado, gave a gripping speech about that terrifying experience. Too dramatic? Nothing in your life is as interesting? Yet another student, who described herself as just a housewife who is returning to school to finish the education she started 20 years ago, delivered a witty and highly entertaining speech on the adjustments she had to make in coming back to college. This speaker talked about the strange feelings of sitting in class with students young enough to be her children, the difficulty of balancing her academic work against her family commitments, and the satisfaction of completing the education she had begun years earlier.
Topics you want to know more about.
On the other hand, you may decide to make your speech a learning experience for yourself as well as for your audience. You may choose a subject about which you already have some knowledge or expertise, but not enough to prepare a speech without doing additional research. You may even select a topic that hasn't touched you at all before, but that you want to explore. Say, for example, you've always been interested in extrasensory perception, but never knew much about it. This would be a perfect opportunity to research a fascinating subject and turn it into a fascinating speech. Or suppose you run across a subject in one of your other classes that catches your fancy. Why not investigate it further for your speech class? Still another possibility, especially for persuasive speeches, is to think of subjects about which you hold strong opinions and beliefs. Like everyone else, you surely have issues about which you care deeply. They may include national or international concerns, such as gun control, protection of the environment, or the threat of terrorism. Or perhaps you are closely involved in a local issue, such as a teacher's strike, the campaign for mayor, or a proposal to increase tuition. Not all such topics must be political. They can deal with anything from graduation requirements to helping people with physical disabilities, from vegetarianism to preserving a nature sanctuary, from dormitory regulations to building a church recreation center.
Brainstorming for topics.
You may still be thinking, "What am I going to talk about?" If you are having trouble selecting a topic, there are a number of brainstorming procedures you can follow to get started. Personal inventory. First, make a quick inventory of your experiences, interests, hobbies, skills, beliefs, and so forth. Jot down anything that comes to mind, no matter how silly or irrelevant it may seem. From this list may come a general subject area out of which you can fashion a specific topic. This method has worked for many students. Clustering. If the first method doesn't work, try the second. It's a technique called clustering. Take a sheet of paper and divide it into 9 columns as follows. People, places, things, events, processes, concepts, natural phenomena, problems, and plans and policies. Then list in each column the first 5 or 6 items that come to mind. Very likely, several items on your lists will strike you as potential topics. If not, take the items you find most intriguing and compose sublists for each. Try to free associate. Write down a word or idea. What does that trigger in your mind? Whatever it is, write that down next, and keep going until you have 6 or 7 ideas on your list. Reference search. By clustering, most people are able to come up with a topic rather quickly. But if you are still stymied, don't despair. There is a third technique you can use. Go to the reference room of the library and browse through an encyclopedia, a periodical database, or some other reference work until you stumble across what might be a good speech topic. Internet search. Yet another possibility is to connect to a subject-based search engine, such as Yahoo or the Librarian's Index, to the Internet. You will see a screen which lists the major categories of subjects indexed by Yahoo. If you select one of those categories, let's say health, the next screen will show all subcategories indexed under that heading, any one of which might strike your fancy as a potential speech topic. Whatever the means you use for selecting a topic, start early, as soon as each assignment is announced. Pay attention to interesting subjects in class and conversation, on the radio and television, in newspapers and magazines. Jot down in your notebook ideas for topics as they occur to you. Having an inventory of possible topics to choose from is much better than having to rack your brain for one at the last minute.